Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my sister. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. I am in the studio, healing sermons and the prayer house. Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. Hallelujah. Yes. I am in the studio, healing sermons and the prayer house. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Greeting from the house of God. Greeting from the house of prayer. Greeting, my brother. Greeting, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Greeting. Our God is good. All the time, our God is good. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon in South Africa. The name of the church is Trinity of the Most High God. We present this program called Dedicate every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 p.m. South Africa time. Remember, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He loves you. He's the one who has given us the breath of life. Today, the service of today, the dedicate of today, it is entitled A Vineyard That Produces Good Grapes. The part one. Tomorrow you're gonna see part two by the grace of God. A vineyard that produces good grapes. We are going to read the following biblical verses, Isaiah chapter 5 from 4 to 6 and John chapter 15 from 1 to 8. Please take note. Where you are, raise up your voice, begin to say, thank you, Jesus Christ, for the breath of life that you have given me. Thank you, Jehovah, for the protection over my life. You have protected me in the day, yes, in the night. Yes, you have protected me in the dream. You have protected my children. You have protected my family, my wife, my husband. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. Present your thanksgiving to the Holy Ghost that has protected you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see someone praying in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Say, thank you, Jesus Christ, for your protection over my life. Thank you, Jehovah, for your protection over my life. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your protection over my business. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see someone praying. You are blessed, my brother, my sister. You are praying. Jesus Christ loves you. Yes. Jehovah, King of Glory, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your presence. Your protection over our lives. I can see my brother, my sister from different parts of the world being connected. Yes, to this service via Podbean. Via Podbean, healing sermons and the prayer house. I can see my brother, my sister being connected with me. Yes, as we pray all together in faith, the prayer of agreement, they are connected via YouTube channel. Thank you, Jehovah, because I see someone being connected with me to worship you, O Lord, via Facebook, via Twitter. Thank you, Jehovah, for changing someone's heart, because the word of today will change someone's heart. The word of today will change someone's heart. Yes, from the heart of a stone to the heart of flesh, to worship you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus, for your blessing, your blessing, your protection, your deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. My brother, my sister, where you are, begin to worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Tell him the good he has done in your life. My father, you have protected me. You have protected my children. You have protected my wife, my husband, my business, the ministry. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, everything I have, worship you. Everything I have, worship you. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master 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 Jesus Christ. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Worship the Lord, worship the Lord. I worship you, Holy Ghost, I worship you. 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 Worship the Holy Ghost. Worship the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ, Jesus, 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 Lord, Jesus, 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 the God of deliverance. Jesus, the God of salvation. Oh, Jesus, the God of healing. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Lord, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Worship the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We thank you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Where you are, my brother, pray like this. Holy Ghost power, anoint my tongue, anoint my lips, anoint my mouth. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost power, anoint my tongue, anoint my lips, anoint my mouth. Pray. Holy Ghost power, anoint my tongue, anoint my lips, anoint my mouth. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Holy Ghost power, anoint my tongue, anoint my lips, anoint my mouth. The Spirit of the mighty God is anointing the tongue, the mouth of someone. The Spirit of the mighty God is anointing the tongue, the lips, the mouth of someone for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. My brother, my sister, you and I, we know that sin is not good. Sin is an obstacle to the glory of God. Begin to rebuke every sin you might have committed. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rebuke that sin. Rebuke that sin. Rebuke that sin. The sin of adultery. The sin of fornication. The sin of fornication. The sin of anger. The sin of bitterness. The sin of unforgiveness. Rebuke it. Say, I rebuke you. I rebuke you. The sin of unforgiveness. The sin of unforgiveness. The sin of anger. The sin of anger. The sin of anger. The sin of unforgiveness. The sin of gossip. The sin of disobedience. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. Rebuke that sin. Sin's power be rebuked in the name of Jesus Christ. Sin's power be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to break the power of sin. Break the power of sin. Break the power of sin in Jesus' name. Amen. Say, Father, Lord, speak to me. May your word, O Lord, deliver me. May your word, O Lord, save me. May your word, O Lord, bless me. May your word, O Lord, deliver me. May your word, O Lord, bless me. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. May your word bless me. May your word deliver me. May your word anoint me. May your word anoint me. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of God is blessing someone. The word of God is delivering someone. The word of God is changing someone's heart. The word of God is blessing someone's heart. The word of God is delivering someone. The word of God is fortifying. Is fortifying the faith of someone. The word of God. Yes, the word of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us take our Bible, my brother, my sister. Let us take our Bible. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. A vineyard that produces good grapes. That is part one. A vineyard that produces good grapes. Part one. We take our Bible, my brother, my sister. Isaiah chapter 5 from 4 to 6. And you take note, John chapter 15 from 1 to 8. Today it is part 1. Tomorrow we're going to continue with the part 2. Isaiah chapter 5 from 4 to 6. I begin to read in the name of Jesus Christ. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? Now I will tell you, what am I going to do to my vineyard? I will take away its edge and it will be destroyed. I will break down its wall and it will be trampled. I will make it a wasteland. Neither pruned nor cultivated. And briars and thorns will grow there. I will command the clouds not to rain on it. Let us bow our head and pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Father, marvelous, precious Lord, the Messiah, you accepted to die on the cross for my brother, for my sister, for me. You are the God of love. Here we are, O Lord, with this new sermon related to the vineyard. Teach us, O Lord, and deliver us by the power of your word. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Say amen. Amen. My brother, my sister, as you can know, as you notice it here, we have just read Isaiah chapter 5 from 46. From verse 4, the Bible is saying, what more could have been done for my vineyard? You and I, we need to understand what is the vineyard, prophetically speaking. What is the vine? What is the branch? And then what is the fruits? The vineyard, as you can see, is the field where the tree of grape is planted. You know it well. Vineyard is a field or a land that has been used to plant the tree that produces grape. I think you understand it. I'm giving this presentation. That is the vineyard. Prophetically speaking, the vineyard is the body of Christ. He is the church of Christ. He is the children of God. The vineyard is everyone that God has prepared to do the work of the kingdom of God. The vineyard, prophetically, it is you and I. It is our brother, our sister. Remember the desire of God. The desire of God is to see everyone being saved, because our God is the God of love. So the vineyard is that land that has been used to plant a tree that produces grapes. In the field of a vineyard, we find grapes as a fruit. Now you understand. Now, prophetically speaking here, the vineyard, it is you and I. You and I. The vineyard is the children of Israel. In general, in the field of the vineyard, we have good plant and bad plant, bad plants. I'm giving this introduction so that you will understand this word and it will never depart from you. The vineyard is you and I, is a mixture of different category of people that knows the creator of heaven and earth, that are supposed to obey the Messiah. Now, since you understand that you and I, we constitute a vineyard, in the kingdom of God. Our Father's expectation is to see you and I serving the Lord in his plantation of grapes as fruit. This is prophetic. Now, in the field of a vineyard, we have different trees that produce grape. Like I want to say, different children of God that work differently depending on the gift that the Messiah has given to each and to everyone. That is why in the vineyard you will find short trees, big trees, tall trees, grapes that are big, small, green, red. So the vineyard, prophetically speaking here, constitutes the church of God, the children of God, which are supposed to worship the Creator of heaven and earth in different kind of the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes. You and I, we are children of the Most High. And then each person has his gift, which is needed in the vineyard, in the field of the kingdom of God that desires workers, because the work is too much. I'm presenting this sermon today as we continue on it tomorrow by the grace of the mighty God. We are going to see, as we are dealing with it, the vineyard, the vine, the branch, and the fruit. Isaiah chapter 5, from 4 to 6, is telling us that the master wants to destroy the vineyard. Why is he planning to destroy the vineyard? Welcome, Sister Patricia. Why is he planning to destroy the vineyard? See what he's saying. Isaiah chapter 5 from 4 to 6. You and I, we constitute the vineyard of the Lord. And we produce different gift. We produce different gift. You and I, as you see, we produce different gift. The gift of healing, the gift of deliverance, the gift of speaking in tongue, the gift of a prophecy, and so on. We have 9 gifts, isn't it? Your gift, my gift, they will work together in the vineyard of the mighty God. Hallelujah! But what is not good here is that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has introduced you in his field of a vineyard in order to work for the kingdom of God
but unfortunately, he does not see good result. Let us read again Isaiah chapter 5 from 4 to 6. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? That is verse 4. When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? This is verse 4. I'm explaining prophetically this. The desire of God is to see you and I produce good fruits. He has given you life. He has taught you the word of God. He has blessed you with the word of God. And he's expecting to see you produce the fruit of the Holy Ghost and to work in the kingdom of God. But the problem here, for him, instead of for him to see good result from you, he sees bad result from you and I. That is why he's not happy. Verse 5. He said, now I will tell you what I am going to do to my vineyard. Meaning that to those category of people that are taking the instruction of God for granted or the grace of God for granted, I will take away his edge. Meaning that the wall of protection that makes you and I different from one to another based on the quality of grape, which means fruit. Grape here means fruit, the fruit of the Spirit of God, which is utilized in the kingdom of God to bring many other people to the kingdom of God. So we do it in a different way. We do it in a different manner because each person has his gift, which has been given to God, which has been given from God. And the gift may be the same, but the way to use that gift may not be the same way. I believe I am speaking to someone. The expectation of the mighty God is to see you and I produce fruit in the kingdom of God to attract many other people outside there to join the vineyard of the Messiah. But him, the Messiah, does not see the result of good grapes. He only sees bad grapes. Because of that, he said he removed the edge. The hedge, the protection, the wall of which creates a difference between among us. When the hedge has been removed, there is a confusion, and at the end there is a destruction. I end my service today. As we continue tomorrow, don't miss this sermon. This revelation will continue tomorrow and Friday on this sermon related to the vineyard. My brother, my sister, you are supposed to be in the field of Yahweh as an instrument of the mighty God to produce the right fruit which Yahweh deserved from you. Understand this very well, that the vine here is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then you and I, in the vineyard, we are the branch. And Jesus Christ of Nazareth is expecting you and I to produce fruit. Not any kind of fruit, not the fruit of the devil, but the fruit of God. Galatians chapter 5, from 22, you will understand the difference between the fruit of the Holy Ghost and the fruit of the devil. The fruit of the devil is anger, bitterness, jealousy, unforgiveness, adultery, treachery. But the fruit of God is everything that comes from the Holy Ghost, bringing peace, love, kindness, forgiveness, tolerance, perseverance, patience, endurance. Do we understand? Please read it in the book of Galatians chapter 5. The fruit of the Holy Ghost. You and I, we are the branch. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the vine. Please read the book of John chapter 15 from 1 to 8 to understand the main idea of this message. And as you are connected with God through this message coming through the mouth of his servant, Pastor Daniel Waxon, you are a good branch which produces the right fruits which are gonna glorify Yahweh in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, say amen. Say, I am a good branch, and I produce the right fruits that Jesus Christ is waiting for. I am a good branch in the vineyard of Yahweh, and I produce, by the grace of God, the right fruit that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is waiting for. Say it, confess it in the name of Jesus Christ. I am a good branch in the vineyard of Yahweh, and I produce good fruits that Jesus Christ is waiting for. That is your confession. Confess like that, my brother, my sister, until tomorrow. We meet tomorrow at the same time, 1 p.m. Suffolk time, in this studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House, or on our YouTube channel, Waxon, OUAKSON, or on Facebook, The Perfect Healer. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon, the senior pastor of the church, Trinity of the Most High God. Be blessed, my brother, my sister. I bless Sister Patricia in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless Ijama. I bless everyone following this service via Facebook, via YouTube, and Twitter. We meet again this evening from 9 p.m. South Africa time for our service called Dream Interpretation and the Deliverance Prayers. We do it every Tuesday and every Thursday from 9 p.m. South Africa time. Should you have a dream, do not hesitate to send it to Pastor Daniel Waxon to the following numbers via WhatsApp: +27 62 791 6167. Send your dream. We're gonna read your dream, interpret your dream,
by the power of the God of Daniel the prophet, but your name will not be mentioned, but you're going to read your dream. Your dream will be a blessing to us, and your dream will be used by God to generate the deliverance prayers, which want to benefit everyone. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Shalom, 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 shalom. I end this service. We meet again tomorrow. I will come back for French service in the next 2 minutes. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today. Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel.